coming to you live from the mini-golf capital of the United States of America, Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, sinners and saints, and all others, let me introduce to you your host, Redward Smooth.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Saturday morning. It's Redwards Lou, your host for the You Know What I'm Saying show, coming to you live from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I know I went through all this big rigmarole, playing taps and everything yesterday, but we had a conflict of interest going on. And I had heard that someone else had scheduled a show at 8 o'clock on the server on tdcradio.com. So I decided, well, I'll just let that person do what they're going to do, and I'll pick it up on Sunday, and I decided I'll do my show here. Well, that person had some technical difficulties with their stuff, and couldn't get the show running. I went over there. I did a 10-minute test broadcast. And on my end, it seemed like everything went off fine. Haven't heard back from anyone that listened to see, you know, if in fact it did go through. But making this the last show. I thought yesterday was the last show on Blog Talk. Today's the last show on Blog Talk. So I apologize to you for going through everything and doing what I did. So you're going to have to listen to it again. Praise God, man. But hey, let me tell you, 2 days of going from being an illiterate technical person when it comes to computers, with programming, that is, and getting that up and running, was a miracle, man. I prayed a lot. I asked God to help me to get it going, and God surely did, man. Surely did. He guided me through, showed me the ways when I got hung up. I just prayed, man. I prayed hard, man, and God made it happen. So I do have everything set. I've got all my programs up and running. Still have a lot of other things to figure out. With the software that I'm using to tie into the server. Now, all the different hosts are going to be using different types of software because I run a Mac, okay? I have to use a certain software that is Mac compatible. So it's probably going to be a little different than what everyone else is using, you know, Winamp and Real Player and all this other stuff. But regardless, I have, I forgot what they call them, Mix, M-I-X-X-X. That's what I use. And it's actually a pretty decent program, but I think it's primarily for, you know, people that DJ, that do those raves and things like that. So my big problem right now is finding out how to import everything and categorize it and things of that nature so I can just pull it up and throw it in. Let me throw this out there right now. If you do, go over to WTDC.com and you scroll down to the bottom to the broadcasting, the live broadcasting. It will say listen here, and then there'll be a little bar with a little arrow. There's a delay from me going on air, from when I start the show here, where I am, going on to, you know, the stream, getting it going. It's about 1 minute, but what it's doing is just relaying things. So what I have to do is figure out that time frame. And if the show goes off at 9 o'clock in the morning, a minute or two beforehand, I have to actually stop my broadcast. So that's just a little technical aspect that I have to figure out. So if you're ever there and it's 9 a.m. in the morning and you're still hearing a loop playing of, you know, older shows or whatever. Just stick around for a minute or two. Eventually, it'll fade in and the show will start. Now, when I leave the show, that seems to automatically just disconnect. It all depends on how quick I am to go up and disconnect the live feed. So that's a click here and a click there, and it's done, and the feed is restored. So the stuff that was playing in the background when I log in, that is still going through. It's still running, and it'll pick up wherever it is at that time. Okay. So with all that said and done, let me welcome you to the show, to Cape Cod, where it's 54 degrees, raining, and there's a chance of Christ's return. Man, the sun is not out. It's cloudy. Hallelujah. But, man, we're happy here. I'm happy. Anyways, spring's coming. The crocuses are up. The flowers are starting to pop. Not the lilies. So I do have day lilies. They're popping up. But those yellow things, daffodils, they're up everywhere, and they're starting to open up and everything like that. So when I see that kind of stuff, I know that, you know, spring is coming. The winter months are probably over. Now, don't get me wrong. We've had snow in the spring. But as far as right now, it looks like spring is coming, and we're going to get ready to jump on into a pretty good tourist season, if you will. Here on Cape Cod, we get a lot of tourists. We have a lot of people that come from all over, from Canada. They come from other countries. They come all over the place to see wonderful Cape Cod. And then when they get here, they scratch their heads and they're like, it's not as beautiful as I thought it would be. And the traffic and everything. But they do have the beaches. They do have all the shopping and all the things people like to do when they're on vacation. You know, one of the most funniest things, I think, anyways, is when I drive around, I pull into a store to go do something or whatever, and I see, you know, the husband in the car, on his phone or whatever, just like, oh, man, will they hurry up? While the wives and the kids and everything else are in shopping, the husband's like, I'm not going to have any part of this. And sits out in the car. There's a lot of husbands sitting in cars, man. And if you happen to go in these stores, you'll see husbands just standing there looking like, you know, they're out of place. Like they're in a foreign country. It's pretty funny. It really is. I'm not one to go shopping. I'm the type of person that runs in, gets what they want, and leaves, you know. Everyone talks about, oh, it's raining, let's go to the mall. I'm like, for what? You know, if I have to go to the mall, I run in, I get what I need, and I leave. I don't find any fascination in walking around with 1,000 people looking at stuff. It just does nothing for me. I'll go to the bookstore and I'll hide out in the magazine section, or I'll go walk around and see if there's any decent books I can read for a little while. But for the most part, I don't hang out in stores and things. But Cape Cod's good. If the sun's out, everyone's at the beach. Everyone's having a great time. You know, at night they're playing miniature golf. We are the mini golf capital of the world, man. I'll tell you, regardless of what town you go to, you will find a miniature golf course. So you can play mini golf. You can go to the beach. You can eat all kinds of crazy fried seafood that you can find anywhere else. And, you know, some restaurants do have some local cuisine, but they tend to be a little more pricey. And so tourists tend to jump over to the fast food fried thing, and hey, it is what it is. That's Cape Cod. So if after hearing that you still desire to come here, come on down. Let me know you're coming. I'll go meet you. We'll pray for you to have a good time on Cape Cod, man. We'll pray for God to move in your life while you're here to give you joy. Amen. All right. Well, with that all being said, let me play an ad, get my stuff together here. Like I said, this is the last show I'm doing on Blog Talk for real this time. You know, and so we're going to be going through the Bible today, day 158, The Ethics of the Good Life. We're going to be in Proverbs 22 through 24 and continue on chronologically through the Bible. And then starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we'll be picking it up with day 159 on the tvcradio.com broadcast. So make sure you bookmark that. Make sure you jot it down, whatever. Go over to tvcradio.com. That's www.tvcradio.com. Go over there, bookmark the site so you can find it easily. And at 8 a.m., go down to the live player and click on that. And we will be resuming what we're doing. Amen. All right. So, with that, let me get something going here, some kind of ad. Yeah, why don't we listen to this one, Believing versus Truth, and I will be back, and we'll get ready to go with our readings. Here we go.
We're here on the roof of this house where Amazing Alan will walk on thin air by holding on to this bowling ball.
Guys, how is this going to work?
Well, Alan, a lot of people think that whatever you believe is true for you.
Really?
Sure, Alan. So you're going to attempt to illustrate that if you believe that bowling ball will help you defy gravity, then it will.
Oh, yeah.
I believe with this magic floating bowling ball, I will gracefully step off this ledge and float like a butterfly!
Didn't work, guys!
Of course not, Alan. It's a bowling ball.
Why didn't you tell me the truth?
We wanted you to really believe it would work.
It doesn't matter what I believe if what I believe is not true.
That's the point, Alan. What we believe in is more important than the sincerity of our belief. Even a small faith in Jesus is better than great faith in something false.
Guys, can I direct next time?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
All right, poor Amazing Alan, man. That guy, if for real you met up with Amazing Alan, he would be in a body cast. Yeah, man, he goes through a lot of stuff. All right, let's get into it. Day 158. If you have your Bibles, open up to Proverbs 22. We're going to be reading in the easy-to-read version. I tend to hang out in the King James Version, but for the sake of people listening, we read the easy-to-read version. It makes it a little simpler, a little bit easier to understand, amen? So, that is that. All right, so yesterday we considered how choices can have positive and negative consequences. We were in Proverbs 20 through 22. Today, we continue along the same line, focusing on how one's life will be better if one lives ethically. So our key concept today is living ethically can lead to the good life. Amen. It wants us to start at 22:17, and so I will do that because that's where we left off yesterday. And so why don't we go there? Proverbs 22:17. It is titled Word to the Wise. So here we go. 22:17. Listen carefully to these words from the wise. Pay attention to what I have learned. It will be good for you to remember these words and have them ready when they are needed. I will teach you these things now. I want you to trust the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you. These are the words of advice and wisdom. They will teach you things that you can know for sure and be true. Then you can give good answers to the ones who sent you. It is easy to steal from the poor, but don't do it. And don't take advantage of them in court. The Lord is on their side. He supports the poor, and he will take from those who take from them. Don't be friends with people who become angry easily. Don't stay around quick-tempered people. If you do, you may learn to be like them. Then you will have the same problems they do. Don't promise to pay someone else's debt. If you cannot pay, you will lose everything you have. So why should you lose the bed you sleep on? Never move an old property line that was marked long ago by your ancestors. Skilled workers will always serve kings. They will never have to work for less important people. All right, let's go over to Proverbs 23 and got 35 verses there. Here's another one, Proverbs 23:1. When you sit and eat with important person, remember who you are with. Never eat too much, even if you are very hungry. Don't eat too much of his fine food. It might be a trick. Don't ruin your health trying to get rich. If you are smart, you will give it up. In the blink of an eye, money can disappear as if it grew wings and flew away like a bird. Mine flies away every month. Don't eat with selfish people. Control any desire you have for their finest foods. They might tell you to eat and drink all you want, but they don't really mean it. They are kind, the kind of people who are only thinking about the cost. And if you eat their food, you will get sick and be embarrassed. Don't try to teach fools. They will make fun of your wise words. Never move an old property line, and don't take land that belongs to orphans. The Lord will be against you. He is powerful and protects orphans. Listen to your teachers and learn all you can. Always correct children when they need it. If you spank them, it will not kill them. Can we read that again? Always correct children when they need it. If you spank them, it will not kill them. Just figured I'd throw that out for good measure. In fact, you might save their lives. There's a lot of truth to that, man. My son, it makes me happy when you make a wise decision. It makes me feel good inside when you say the right things. Never envy evil people, but always respect the Lord. This will give you something to hope for that will not disappoint you. So listen, my son, and be wise. Always be careful to follow the right path. Don't make friends with people who drink too much wine and eat too much food. Those who eat and drink too much become poor. They sleep too much and end up wearing rags. Listen to your father. Without him, you would never have been born. Respect your mother even when she is old. Truth, wisdom, learning, and understanding are worth paying money for. They are worth far too much to ever sell. The father of a good person is very happy. A wise child brings him joy. Make both your parents happy. Give your mother that same joy. My son, listen closely to what I am saying. Let my life be your example. Prostitutes and bad women are a trap. They are like a deep well that you cannot escape. A bad woman waits for you like a thief, and she causes many men to be unfaithful to their wives. Who gets into fights and arguments, who gets hurt for no reason, and has red bloodshot eyes. People who stay out too late drinking wine, staring into their strong drinks. So be careful with wine. It is pretty and red as it sparkles in the cup, and it goes down so smoothly when you drink it. But in the end, it will bite like a snake. That's some truth right there. Wine will cause you to see strange things and to say things that make no sense. When you lie down, you will think you are on rough seas and feel like you are on the top of the mast. You will say, they hit me, but I never felt it. They beat me, but I don't remember it. Now I can't wake up. I need another drink. There you go. Talking about being an alcoholic, that's for sure. All right. Proverbs 24. This is it. We'll wrap this up. Don't be jealous of evil people. Have no desire to be around them. In their hearts, they plan to do evil. All they talk about is making trouble. Good homes are built on wisdom and understanding. Knowledge fills the rooms with rare and beautiful treasures. Wisdom makes a man more powerful. Knowledge gives a man strength. Get good advice before you start a war. To win, you must have many good advisors. Fools cannot understand wisdom. They have nothing to say when people are discussing important things. If you start planning ways to do wrong, people will learn that you are a troublemaker. Such foolish plans are wrong, and people who have no respect for someone who laughs at what is right. If you are weak in times of trouble, that is real weakness. If you see someone on their way to death or in danger of being killed, you must do something to save them. You cannot say, "It's none of my business." The Lord knows everything, and He knows why you do things. He watches you, and He will pay you back for what you do. My son, eat honey. It is good. Honey, straight from the honeycomb, is the sweetest. In the same way, know that wisdom is good for you. Wisdom will give you something to hope for that will not disappoint you. Don't be like a criminal who makes plans to rob those who are good or take away their homes. Good people might fall again and again, but they always get up. It is the wicked who are defeated by their troubles. Don't be happy when your enemy has troubles. Don't be glad when they fall. The Lord will see this, and He might be upset with you and decide not to punish your enemy. Don't let those who are evil upset you, and don't be jealous of them. They have no hope. Their light will burn out. Son, respect the Lord and the King, and don't join with those who are against them, because people like that can quickly be destroyed. You have no idea how much trouble God and the King can make for their enemies. Then we have more sayings of the wise. Proverbs 24:23. These are also the words from the wise. A judge must be fair. He must not support some people simply because he knows them. The people will turn against the judge who lets the guilty go free. Even the people of other nations will curse him. But if a judge punishes the guilty, then people will be happy with him, and he will be a blessing to them. An honest answer is as pleasing as a kiss on the lips. First, get your fields ready. Next, plant your crops, and then build your house. Don't speak against someone without a good reason, or you will appear foolish. Don't say, "You hurt me, so I will do the same to you. I will punish you for what you did to me." I walked past a field that belonged to a lazy man. It was a vineyard that belonged to someone who understood nothing. Weeds were growing up everywhere. Wild vines covered the ground. And the wall around the vineyard was broken and fallen down. I looked at this and thought about it. This is what I learned. A little sheep, a little rest, folding your arms and taking a nap. These things will make you poor very quickly. Soon you will have nothing, as if a thief broke in and took everything away. Amen. So let's look at a key concept again. Living ethically can lead to the good life. So let's go over the big picture. Solomon provided many proverbs brimming with great moral and ethical guidelines. And Proverbs 22:24-25, he says, "Don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul." And Proverbs 23:4, "Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit." And Proverbs 24:12, "Don't excuse yourself by saying, 'Look, we didn't know,' for God understands all hearts, and He sees you." So the transformational truth. A lazy person lays around doing nothing, unconcerned with necessary chores. He never prepares for the future. He always makes excuses to avoid work. He never listens to the advice of those who could help put him on the right track. Amen. So in Proverbs 24:33-34 gives us our verse for meditation. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Sounds like words of wisdom to me. That brings us to our question to ponder. How is Solomon himself the antithesis of a lazy person? Okay? Antithesis means the direct opposite of, someone, or something. They're totally flip-flop. So how is Solomon himself the antithesis of a lazy person? Amen. Well, we look at what Solomon has done in his life. He's done a lot of things. We've read about a lot of it. He was a poet. He composed proverbs for, purposes of the people, the church. He was always praying to God for wisdom and making decisions. He gained a reputation for wisdom in settling disputes. He displayed high levels of, Jewish culture and sophistication in the temple court. He had a large army of forces and a lot of chariots, man. He initiated ambitious building programs for Jerusalem and other cities, including the temple. He divided the kingdoms into 12 administrative districts for the effective exploitation and distribution of resources. He built a temple for God in Jerusalem. He established trade with other nations. He initiated industrial activities and exploited minerals in Edom. And he strengthened the position of Israel through political and matrimonial alliances. Amen. So you read all of that or hear all of that, and you find there's no laziness in Solomon. Solomon was a man with a mission. Amen. He took the ball and he ran with it. Now, how are we in Christ? Are we lazy in Christ? Are we just like kicking back saying, oh yeah, the rapture, man. I'll just kick back here, read my word. I'll be in the Lord and it's all good. Or are we reading our word and now we putting it into play? Faith without works is dead, right? So what about we read, we understand, and then we go evangelize? Amen. We're called to evangelize. We're called to go out into this world and to proclaim the gospel, man, to shout it from the rooftops. Amen. There is not a day that goes by that if you leave your house, you will not come in contact with at least one person. There's always people around. And you can always strike up a conversation with people. You don't have to come out and just be like, hey man, let me tell you about Jesus. You could do that, but who knows? You're in the supermarket, someone's reaching up to get a can of green beans, and you say, hey man, I like those green beans. Oh yeah, these are great. Oh yeah, they really are. And use it as a segue, man, to giving your testimony. Who knows if there's something relating to food in your testimony. You could bring it in there. Or, with me. I remember when I used to get high all the time. I used to love to eat green beans raw right out of the can. Really? Yeah, man, I'll tell you. Whew, I'm so glad I'm not high anymore. You know, things like that. I don't know. I'm just using examples. But, you know, man, don't sit home. Don't be stagnant. Don't keep the Lord God to yourself, man. Don't keep Jesus to yourself. Okay? You found out about Christ because somebody witnessed to you. Somebody evangelized. Someone told you about the love of Jesus Christ. Okay? And if that person wasn't there, would you be serving God now? Well, I believe that if that person wasn't there, God would have sent someone else. True. I believe that. But would you have listened? That time that you gave your life to Christ was ordained by God. That was the time, man. And there's a lot of people in this world that don't know Christ, that are hurting, that are desiring something better. And they chase it through politics and through the way the government's run and everything like that, when that's not what they really need. What they really need is a savior. What they really need is a king. They need a king that will change their lives, that will forgive them of their sins, all of their sins, and that will afford them security eternally. Amen? Hallelujah. And you're the one that can bring that message to them. And what do? We do like Solomon said, we get lazy. Oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow. We lay down. And we close our hands, you know, and we take a nap, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of my hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Well, what kind of poverty would come to a Christian who puts things off and just lays back? The poverty of winning souls, okay? The lack of seeing people getting saved. A lot of Christians are out there and they're impoverished in the evangelistic side of things. The coffers are empty. They just don't do it. They're broke. They're poor when it comes to evangelism. Well, how do you start? How do you start building up those coffers, man? You go out and you witness. You go out and you talk to people about Christ. You build relationships with people. And you tell them how Christ worked in your life and what happened, the changes that happened in your life, man. And when you start doing this, it'll spark a fire in you, man. It'll be like striking the match on the side of the box and then it flares up, man. And then you'll be burning and you'll be telling other people and other people. And before you know it, that poverty that you were in, that lack of evangelizing that was plaguing your life will be gone, man. And you'll have a renewed sense of joy. Amen. So, the message today, man, get out there, man. Evangelize. Share what Christ is doing to you. The one thing you have that everyone else doesn't is your testimony. Your testimony is totally unique from mine, from anybody else's. Okay, and your testimony is what someone's going to need to hear. You could give your testimony to someone and they will become convicted. They'll give their life to Christ. Amen. But if I went and gave my testimony to them, no, they wouldn't want to have anything to do with it. Okay. It's ordained for you to go to proclaim the good news, man. You just got to do it. Imagine how many people there are out there just waiting for you. Waiting for you. And you got your fingers crossed on your chest going, oh, when Jesus comes back, it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Oh, heaven. Oh, that's not what we're called to do, man. We're called to bring the gospel to the whole world. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what about you that might be listening that doesn't know Christ? What do you think about it? Amen. Why would a person like me spend time to come on a radio show and to proclaim the gospel, proclaim the good news? Why would I do all of this? I mean, I'm a retired guy, man. I can do whatever I want. I don't run on any set rules. I'm not regulated by much. I could do whatever I want. I could vacation. I could go away for weeks. I could do whatever I want. But I'm bringing the gospel to you. Why? If you ask me, that means that I'm placing some importance, some great importance on evangelism opposed to the great importance of just chilling, man, and fanning myself, kicking back and relaxing. The word of God, man. God is more important than anything. We're living in a day and age, man. We're seeing prophecy. Things that were foretold 2,000-3,000 years ago coming to pass day by day. Okay? We have a promise that Christ is going to return. We don't have time to be lackadaisied, man. We're in the generation that Christ is going to come back. And if you read the Word of God, if you read the Bible, you'll find out that things don't get better on earth. They get really crazy. Amen? And we're the bearers of the news, the good news. That's all that contains some bad news. And we have to get it out there. Amen. Listen, if Christ didn't change my life, if he didn't pull me out from being in a suicidal state and a drug addicted state and addicted to alcohol and bitter and angry and everything like that and change me and restore me and forgive me, I wouldn't be here. But he did. He did. And that's what I want to tell you, that regardless of what you're going through, what situation you're in, I can't guarantee that the situation will go away, but I can guarantee that you will have hope with Christ Jesus in your life, that he will carry you through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Give your life to Christ, man. Simple, man. Simple. Just pray. Ask Christ to come into your life. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, the things that you've done that he does not like. Just ask him to forgive you for your sins. And to come into your life, to show you that he's real, to guide you and help you through your life. Amen? And when you do that, life will start getting better, man. You'll have an assurance. You'll have a hope that you didn't have before. Life will become palatable. You will be able to negotiate life where before you were totally lost and just didn't know which way to go. You will have guidelines. You will know which way to go. I always say this, that the Bible, man, is the GPS for life. With it, you can get anywhere and do anything. Amen. But you do it in a holy, righteous way. Hallelujah. Get to know Christ. Amen. All right, so that is that, man. Day 158 is in the books. And that is pretty much the end of the show. Tomorrow, day 159, will be on tdcradio.com. It'll be on the website, so you're going to have to go over there. Please bookmark the site. Go over www.tdcradio.com. Go over there, bookmark the site. Down the road, we'll be doing some things, and we'll be getting to where we can take our shows, have them posted on our websites, and so on and so forth. But right now, we're in the initial stages of everything. So just broadcasting is the first major hurdle. And amen, man. I think I've made it past that first hurdle. Now there's a lot more. Not only do I have to read 100-something pages on the software I'm using just for one program, but I also have another 200-300 pages of server software and so on and so forth. So it goes on and on and on. Amen. But if any hosts come on that we have and they run on a Mac platform, iOS, then I should pretty much be informed so I can help them at least get up and running quickly. So with the labor and the time involved and getting to know everything, all right, the benefit will be there for somebody else, man, that blessing to where they don't have to go through the same trouble. Amen. So you can look forward to actually a lot of the programming being switched over, I believe, tonight on the 828 show, which will be right here on Blog Talk. The 828 show is going to be on the server next week. Okay, as far as I know, now, starting Monday, everything's going to be on the server. I could be wrong, okay? There are a lot of bugs to work out and a lot of things we're dealing with. So be patient with us, okay? You go over there and you just click on the link on tdcradio.com and something will always be playing, all right? But right now, for a quick guide, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., you'll get my show, the You Know What I'm Saying show. On Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 9, be my show. Now, you go to the nighttime, Mondays on 9 to 11, you get the One Long Minute. Wednesdays, 9 to 11, One Long Minute show. Friday, 9 to 11, One Long Minute show. Okay, so right now, that's the baseline we have. That's our foundation as we have it right now. So it seems like the 9 to 11s, 9 to 11 in the morning, 9 to 11 at night, the programming should be live on Blog Talk. Now, where it goes from there, I'm not sure. We have Mars from the Watcher Society. He's going to be having his show. He's working on getting his stuff all geared up and everything. I don't know if Garrett is going to be having his own show or not, or if he's just going to be a co-host. We're trying to figure that out. And then Sherry Stein, Sherry's going to have her own show, and she's figuring out a time slot for that. We have other people that are interested in coming on and, you know, being a host, which is fine. We'll work with that when those people come on. But for now, real simple to remember, 9 to 11. 9 to 11 in the morning, You Know What I'm Saying, show. 9 to 11 at night, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, One Long Minute show. As things progress, we'll put announcements on the website so you know what's going on. And there'll be a schedule on the website. You know, we'll get that up and put that out there. But for now, 9 to 11, 9 to 11. Saturdays, 8 to 9. Or around there. All right. And then be gracious when the show is supposed to start. You may get some dead air. If you hear talking and then all of a sudden it goes dead for a minute or so, you know that the show is ramping up and getting ready to start. Okay, so don't be dismayed and, confused that, nothing's happening. Just give it a minute or so and you'll see that the show will start. All right, at least from my perspective, from the software I'm using, that is what's going on. Now, with Robbie Rob, with Windows and what the software he's using, maybe it'll interrupt it quick. I don't know. That's yet to be seen. So that is it. That is it. The show is officially over. And I really appreciate you coming and listening on Blog Talk, listening to me. Come on over there and come on over to WTDC, check me out there, and, I just appreciate you. I really do. Send me an email, redwords@comcast.net, REDWORDS, redwords@comcast.net. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. Amen. All right, so with that, let's play a little bit of a song before we wrap it up. This veteran of the United States Army is signing off, my friends. I'll catch you on WTDC Radio. You know what I'm saying? See you later.